From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It is Super Tuesday, 24 states, thousands of delegates, and millions of voters. We can already call one state. Mike Huckabee was the winner in West Virginia, where he will receive all 18 Republican delegates going to the national convention. Okay, that's one down, 23 to go. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us to help make some sense of what's at stake on this Super Tuesday. And Mara, what are we going to be looking for tonight? You can measure this in a lot of ways. Is it the number of states won, number of delegates? What do you think?
Well, it depends on the party. On the Republican side, the number of states won equals the number of delegates because these are winner-take-all states. If you win a state by one vote and you're the Republican candidate, you get all of the delegates just like Mike Huckabee did in West Virginia. They are an orderly party, and they have designed their primary process to magnify the lead of the front runner. Now, on the Democratic side, we're watching delegates, not states, because the Democratic primary process is proportional. And it doesn't matter if you win a state, so long as your opponent does well in certain congressional districts, he or she is going to end up with some delegates. Those rules were put in place about 25 or 30 years ago, precisely to keep an insurgent candidate like a George McGovern from sweeping winner-take-all primaries. So Republicans, I would say, watch the states. Democrats, watch the delegate count.
And on the Democratic side, at least, it seemed that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are both hedging their bets, downplaying expectations for what might happen tonight.
Well, sure, because they know it's not going to be over. As a matter of fact, it's mathematically impossible for a Democrat to come out with the 2025 delegates they need to clinch the nomination tonight. That's why they're both looking ahead. As a matter of fact, the Clinton people say that they're prepared to battle all the way to the convention, which would be quite a scenario, but they're looking ahead to the contests that come next.
Yeah. Which of those contests coming up, Mara, do you think will be the most significant?
Coming up? Well, tonight, let's just go through tonight first.
Sure.
I mean, we're going to get results, and we want to know what to look for. At 7 o'clock, the polls close in Georgia. The thing to watch for there is African-American vote, obviously. See if Obama can rack up the kind of huge majorities that he did in South Carolina. See also how he's doing with white voters. On the Republican side, I would say in Georgia, see if Huckabee can reproduce the win he got in West Virginia. Can he blunt Romney in the southern states? Then, in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, you have 16 states. The polls will be closed. I'm especially watching Massachusetts. If McCain wins there, it's all over. Of course, Romney, being the former governor, has a big lead there. I would say if Obama wins Massachusetts, that will give him a huge burst of momentum because, of course, Hillary Clinton has had a huge lead there. Then we're looking at states like New York and New Jersey, also close in the 8 to 9 hour. Very close in New Jersey. New York, of course, Clinton's home state. She should win there, although Obama will get delegates. Interesting, she is spending a lot of money in her home state of New York. That tells you something about how concerned she is. I would also watch the exit polls in states like Arizona and Colorado and New Mexico to see who is winning the Hispanic vote. This was a firewall voting group for Hillary Clinton. Also see if Obama is making any inroads with women. On the Republican side, I would watch in the exit polls whether or not McCain is actually getting votes from self-declared conservatives. Then at 11 o'clock, the big enchilada, California, the polls close there, very close on both sides in the polls. I think that the big question, of course, is whether McCain can win California. Then I think he pretty much has clinched the nomination. And the question for Clinton, who has been so far ahead in California until recently, and of course this is a state that's very closely identified with her husband, will she win big there or not?
Okay, NPR's Mara Liasson with a preview of what to look for tonight. Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.